الأذن فيؤذنه متفق عليه. After he would read this two rakat sunnah of Fajr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take a small rest for a short while until the muazzin would come and tell him that now it is the time for Fajr Salah. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wake up again and perform the Fajr Salah. Ulama explained, why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam take a rest after reading the two sunnat of Fajr? The reason being was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was up for a great portion of the night. So now just take a few minutes rest just so that he can be more fresh for the Fajr Salat. That is why he would do this. So this was the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I be fresh? How I can be active? Something we should also try to bring in. When we're coming for Salat, it shouldn't be such that we're just coming lethargic for Salat, getting the second rakat, or missing Takbir-e-Ula. We are fresh and we are ready early, showing the desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am in need of your mercy, I am in need of your reward. That's why I'm coming early, that's why I'm coming fresh, that's why I'm giving that level of attention that is desired by you. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do. Just take a few moments of rest so that he can be fresh again for the faraz of the Fajr Salah. Today's hadith in Hudhayfah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha akhadha madja'ahu min al-layli wada'a yadahu tahta khaddihi thumma yaqul Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would retire to bed, he would place his right hand under his right cheek. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read this dua, Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your name do I die, and in your name do I come to life, in your name am I given life. Here also we see from the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what was the mindset of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? His thinking was so much towards akhirat, even when he's going to sleep now also, that time also he's making this dua, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're causing me to die. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your name am I going to die, and in your name also I will be given life, and in your name O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will I be given life. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that a mu'min all the time he thinks of death. He doesn't separate himself from the thought of death. Even at the time when he's going to sleep, he's reminding himself about maut. That one day I'll have to leave this world, like how my eyes are closing and I'm sleeping, like that one day I'm going to sleep for good. So he's reminding himself about death. So this is the beauty of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ قَالَ, and when he would wake up in the morning, he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has given me life after causing me to die. Wa ilayhi nushur, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our rising, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our resurrection. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is teaching us something else. That even when a person is going to die, he's thinking about akhirat, he's thinking about death. And when he's waking up also, he's reminding himself about the time when he'll be resurrected after death. He's reminding himself and he's making this dua. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me life after causing me to death. And the day is going to come, wa ilayhi nushur, the day is going to come when we will have to rise up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we are rising up from our bed today, one day is going to come when we will rise up from our qabr in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Tibi rahmatullahi alayhi explains that why does one praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he wakes up? He says that a person's goal and his maqsad in life is to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to save himself from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever he's doing it to try and win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's also trying to save himself from any type of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when sleep comes in between, the sleep is almost as though it comes between him and this desire to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that comes in between, like some barrier that has come there temporarily. So the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to wake up, again now he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you give me a chance again, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to try and win your pleasure and try and earn your obedience. This temporary sleep that came in between was a barrier between me and you, and between me and gaining your pleasure. Now that you've caused me to wake up, given me yet another chance to win your pleasure, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this person's thinking like this, this is why he makes this type of dua, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me this life. Now with this life I can win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again he's reminding himself of the time when he's going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. These are simple duas. We should try and read it and we should try and bring it into our lives. One other sunnah we learn, because now we're doing the adab of sleeping, one other sunnah we learn from today's hadith is the person should place his right palm under his right cheek. With the other hadiths we learned which side he should sleep, how he should sleep. One more we learn is a person should place his right palm under his right cheek, sleeping on his right hand side. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.